Now, let's go to Kabbalah Shabbos. Nusach. Where we have the six Pirkei Tehillim in the beginning, which is to remind us of the 6 days of work of the week. We have a few Nuschaot which are holy. As I mentioned to you before, Ahava Rabba. We have a Nusach of Magen Avot that appears in many tefillahs. And then there is a Nusach of Hashem Malach. Usually Friday night Hashem Malach Mikolos Maim. Mikolos Maim Rabbi Adiri Mishberei Amadi Bamarom Adoi Shem Adoi Sech Adoi Nim Adoi Hata Kodesh Adoi Noi Leorech Yamim. But actually this is not the Nusach that's been adopted. The Nusach is Adoi Shem Malach Geyus Laveish Laveish Adoi Shem Ozis Azor Ahatikon Tevele Aibale Timot Tidadadadadadadadadadada. It's a sort of a major, it's not really major, we call it a mixolydian. And now we say the whole thing fast. Very nice. But why not, for example, in my shul, I instituted a melody that we used to sing in Tel Aviv. I'd like to teach you this melody. It's so simple. And let's sing it, okay, first of all, without words. Because if this will be the beginning of instituting this melody, and there is no issue of repetition of words here, so let's not be upset about that. Let's try and hum it. A little louder. Let's do it now. Asher, Asher nishbati be'api im yevon el menu. A grandeur to it. It's Kabbalah Shabbos. It's beautiful. And then we continue the same way. Let's try it. Yishpot Tevel. Yishpot Tevel Ben Tzedek Ve'yamim Ve'mut. To call to your attention a common mistake. Yishpot Tevel Betzedek. Actually, the way we should pronounce it, Yishpot Tevel Betzedek. A little break. Why? Because we have consonants. The end of Yishpot Tet, Yishpot Tevel. If we do it fast, we lose one ta. Yishpot Tevel. So either is it Yishpot Tevel or Yishpot Vel. This is not a simple matter. From what I understand and I looked, there are halachic problems of not pronouncing it correctly, and then it's an issue whether we were yotze really with a tefillah. And then there may be even, excuse me, something which I'm not an expert on in Kabbalah, that Kabbalistically we do not achieve this kind of ratzon, the will to create dveikus to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if we do not pronounce it properly. And we have here the question of the two consonants. Yishpot te. If let's take a quick breath. Let's try. Remember, Yishpot Tevel. Try. Yishpot. And then we go on. I want quickly to touch on Lecha Dodi. Lechadodi. By the way, Lechadodi is something that irritates me very, very much. I love it, but what I hear, and when do I get a chance to hear it? When I go on, when I travel, or when I'm in summer in my house in vacation village, and I hear people davening there, and it drives me crazy. We have another one from vacation village. And you know, it reminds me, and I mentioned it in the interview, by Yamim Ahem, the end of Sefer Yehoshua and beginning of Sefer Shoftim. By Yamim Ahem, says the Posuk, Ein Melech beYisrael, Ish Hayashar beInav Yaseh. In those days, there is no king. Everybody does what they want. That's exactly what happens today. You hear melodies, I don't know where they get them from. Some melodies, okay. So now, let's talk about Lechadodi. Yes, we know Rabbi Shlomo Elkabatz composed it. Bo v'neitzelikrat Shabbat HaMalkai. He was in Tzfat and he took the Talmidim and they went out to the mountains to welcome Shabbat. Now, it's called Shabbos Malkesa, Shabbat Malketa. Question. Are we talking about majesty? Are we calling it about Kabbalah? Or is it Simcha? Three issues here in Lechadodi. Is it majesty? We're talking about queen. If we're talking about royalty, then let's sing. Can you imagine standing in front of the Queen of England and sing something which is not majestic, which is not elegant enough, whether it's in fila or English songs? It will always have to be something that is consistent with the occasion where we find ourselves. And the occasion is Friday night. So, is it a royalty issue? Or Malkesor, it's in Aramaic. We say Shabbat HaMalka, but we say more Shabbat Malkesor. In Aramaic, since Kabbalah, since the Zohar, is all in Aramaic. Then we have to have a melody that is more feeling, I would say more simple, more penetrating. There are many possibilities of what to do with Lechadodi. Or, Shabbat is the day of Simcha. Yismichu v'malchuscha shomri Shabbos v'korei Oneg. It's a Shabbat, it's a Simcha. Should we sing a real, beautiful, happy melody, as I call it, a hopkedike melody, and thus we convey the idea of Simcha on Shabbat? The answer is, all three are correct. Just as simple as that. All three are correct. I try in my davening, we have in my shul about, I think, five or six melodies, which were all created, as I mentioned in the beginning, specifically for Lechadodi, not taken from some Russian songs, folklore songs, or some Polish drinking or German drinking songs. Each one is special. Here is, for example, Tzvi Talmon, who was the conductor in Yerushalayim of the Echal Shlomo, the pre-Great Synagogue davening. Has a Lechadodi, which we sing in my shul too, Howard, sometimes you come to us, you hear it. Listen to what's going on here. A combination, I would say, of a little bit of Kabbalah and elegance and majesty. But there is more to it. A sharp ear. What it is. Shir HaShirim. Ruth. Kohelet. Shir HaShirim. You know, pious Jews, Friday night, before Kabbalah Shabbos, say Shir HaShirim. So he took the trop, the Teameh HaMikra from Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim Asher Lishlomoh Yishakeini Minishikot Piyu Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin Dai 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 Da 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 Da. Gorgeous. We sing it in my shul. The whole shul sings. Now, we have another one which is very elegant, a little bit happy. Lecha Dodi Mikraskala Penei Shabbos Nekabela Lecha Very elegant, majestic. Now, happy, a lot of nigunim. But don't bring me those songs from Israel, which are lovely melodies. I am the first one to sing them in concert, but not in the davening. They were not composed by pure people with the idea of Kedusha in their mind, and certainly they did not have it in mind that they wanted for tefillah. But, for example, in you all know it, Lecha Dodi Likras Kalo Penei Shabbos Mekabela Shamor Besachor Bedibureha Ishmiyanu. I'm sure you know it, Kei Lameyura Da 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 Yam Bam 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 Bai Ahai Dai 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 Yam Bam 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 Bai. So that's a simcha. Beautiful. It was composed for that. Why not? Why not? And I sing it. Then I have my own melody. Lecha Dodi Likra Haskalo Penei Shabbos Mekabela Lecha Dodi Likra Haskalo Penei Shabbos Mekabela. I'd like you to learn it. It's so easy. Tai dam bam bam. Dai dam bam bai, dai dai dam bam ba dam bam bai da dam bam ba. Lecha dodi likras kala, penei shabbos nekabela. Shamor bezachor bediburechad, ishmiyanu keilam yuchad. Ador shem echad ushemo echad. Sheimul siferes velis vila lecha dodi. Come on, lecha penei. Let's do it again. So maybe you'll remember. Maybe somebody will sing it next Shabbos here in Shul. Lecha dodi. So here is another melody that I composed. I believe that I composed it because Dusha v'Tahara, at least. I didn't go to the mikveh before that, but at least with the intention of... All right. So this is what I wanted to call to your attention about Lecha Dodi. There is another very important point I wanted to mention to you, is in my riv on Friday night, there is an issue that annoys me, and it only happens here in America. So maybe it will be a beginning. I talk to my students, of course, all the time about it. Mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem, mi kamocha nedar ba'kodesh nuras ilos ha'sefer. It's on page 334. Now, there are chumashim and sidurim where you have between the mi and chamocha a makaf, a dash. There is a dash. Mi chamocha ba'elim. Now, here what I find, Micha mocha ba'elim adoshem. Yes? Micha mocha nedar ba'kodesh. We'll talk about it in a second. Micha mocha. Micha mocha ba'elim adoshem. What did we just say? Forget about that. That's another problem. More, much worse than that. Much worse. Micha mocha ba'elim adoshem. Hashem is part of the other gods, quote unquote gods. That's against Yadus. This is kfira. It's kfira. How dare we sing Micha mocha ba'elim Hashem? Ba'elim Hashem? The correct way is Micha mocha ba'elim, comma, Hashem. Judaism is a religion of concepts. Everything is a concept. And if we pay attention to the concept, we automatically pay attention to punctuation. Remember, if you pay attention to concepts in the tefillah, it automatically becomes... So here is what happens. Micha mocha ba'elim. At least take a break. Micha mocha ba'elim adoshem. That's problem number one. Problem number two. The second time is mi kamocha. First time mi chamocha, then mi kamocha. Why the difference? Why the difference? The difference is as follows. Mi chamocha ba'elim, Hashem, is a question. Who is like you from all gods? You, Hashem. Mi kamocha nedar ba'kodesh is not a question anymore. This is a statement. And in old ancient Hebrew, mi is not necessarily a beginning of a question, but rather a statement of facts. Mi kamocha nedar bakodesh. Not ne'edar bakodesh, but nedar bakodesh. Under the aleph, there is no chataf, there is only a shva. So nedar, and we don't pronounce the aleph. Mi kamocha nedar bakodesh. Nedar bakodesh. Is it Bakodesh or Bakodesh? So why are we singing Bakodesh? If we know very well that it should be Bakodesh. And there is, you know, by the way, a beautiful nigun. Kein Bakodesh chazisicha lirois uschaluch vede. But that's a lovely nigun that can be borrowed any time into the tefillah. I haven't done it yet. One day. מי כמוך נדר בקודש, נורא, נא. מי כמוך באלים הדושה, שזה בשמחה רבה ויאמרו כולם. That's Friday night נוסח, correct. This I hear from everybody. Then me, נורא סהילו סוספלו. Another key. What has that got? This is Shabbos morning. For Shabbos. Da 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 di 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 di. That's what I told you there. Hashem. Da 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 ma faraba. Da da di da da. The whole tefillah we have like this until Shmoneh Esrei. And then Chazor HaShashatz, but it's something else. So it begins with the melody of Friday night, and then it ends with the Shabbos morning. Then we go Shabbos morning. So suddenly, where the davening is, so suddenly I hear Shabbos morning in those places. Besimcha Rabba. Why? Because everybody wants to sing the Micha Mocha. They say, Besimcha Rabba, ve'yameru chulam. But it's Friday night, it's not Shabbos morning. If we want to mix, it's not in place. If you want to pay attention to the correct... So, Shabbos morning, in Friday night, it begins with the Nusach of Friday night and ends with the Nusach of Shabbos morning, which is incorrect. And Shabbos morning, it begins with the Friday night because they all say, Mesimcha Rabba, Be'amru Cholam. It's Friday night and it ends with Shabbos morning, which is correct. So, in both situations, we are in trouble. We are just not doing it right. So in my shul, I've instituted something which my Rebbe in Tel Aviv taught me. Shlomo Ravitz was, Yaakov, you remember him, Shlomo Ravitz was my Rebbe in Tel Aviv in Bilu. Everything had a melody that was part of the Nusach. For example, Friday night, Besimecha Rabba Ve'Ameru Cholam Michamoch Abaylim Adoshem Michamoch come to the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, you'll find the whole shul singing it. And then Shabbos morning, ta-da-da-da, v'yameru chulam, michamocha ba'elim ha-moshem. So, first is michamocha, it's connected. And then michamocha is different. So here is how we sing it. In my shul, they sing it right. Michamocha ba'elim ha-moshem. Mi kamocha nedar bakodesh noeras ilos osefer. Now I had of course in mind much more, but I want to close. I would like to you know that music that we discovered, the Rosenblatt. Is God is calling? What? He has a beautiful Haven Yakir Li Ephraim. Not Haben Yakir Li Ephraim, but Haven Yakir Li Ephraim. Very, very lovely melody. It's in my album, so I'm not commercializing, and I didn't bring any albums to sell because it's not a concert, it's a lecture. But it's a lovely melody I would love to teach you. It's so simple and very, very beautiful. And if you want to memorize it more, go out and get it. It's called Hayomer HaSolam. It has this music of Rosenblatt that he never recorded. We found it in the garbage can in Florida. Yaakov saw it. I saw it. And listen to the... Here is a melody. Avein, Avein, Yakir Li. Yakir Li Ephraim, im yeled yeled shashuim. Try to hum with me. Avein, Avein, Yakir Li, Yakir Li, Aim, Im Yeled Yeled Shashu, Kimide. Berivo Zachores Kenod Alekeina Mumeyaylo Rachem Arachamenu Rachem Arachamenu Neyo. From the beginning, Avein, Avein, Yakir, Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yeled Yeled, Aisha Shomoyim. Again, Avein. Shashu. You know, when my grandson comes to my house, he's 6 years old now, comes to the house, says, Saba, Aven, Aven. Right away I should sing him Aven, and I hold him in my hand, I kiss him and I sing, Aven, Aven, Yakir li. So if you have little children, sing it for them. If you have little grandchildren, sing it for them. It's almost like a lullaby, but it's beautiful. Anyway, thank you very, very much for attending. Thank you. Do we have time for a couple of questions?